Did it feel like you failed it?
Yeah, I mean, it's only a week.
Yeah, I think, like, now that I'm on the road, then, like, you hang out with the guys a lot more. You see the guys more. I think when I was there, it was just me and Moro kind of just hung out. The guys were with their families, obviously, and then you live in a hotel. But now I think this long road trip was good. You see the guys a lot, you know, out to dinner or out to lunch or whatever. So that's been a lot more comfortable. And then family will come out, like, when we get back from the road trip. So that's good.
The comfort, I mean, how, if at all, does that translate to your game? I mean, just understanding a guy, knowing a guy, being able to talk to a guy. Does it impact you at all on the ice?
I'm a big believer in chemistry and the guys you get. I feel like the guys you play with on the ice, you kind of get along with off the ice because you think the game the same way. So I think the more you spend, I mean, you don't want to talk about hockey because you're on it all the time, but it seems like hockey's always talked about, and that's just, I mean, we all love the game, you know, secretly we do, so we all say that. But the more games you play with certain guys, the more you talk hockey to certain guys, you realize what guys think like you. And when you're on the ice, it makes it a lot easier.
Mark Scheifele, one of those guys. I know he's a real student of the game. You mentioned he's enjoyed your conversation.
Yeah,
What do you think about him and his little stretcher?
I've always, you know, valued him as a smart two-way player, and he's, you know, playing against him and watching him play. He's an elite player. But same thing, another guy that, like, I think thinks the game the same way. So, one of those, you know, you start talking to little guys, start talking, you know, different players or special teams, and all of a sudden you realize what guys kind of see the game the way you do, and all of a sudden you start talking hockey, start talking things that can make each other better, whether, you know, for us it's playing on the power play, it's little things like that. So, you know, I've always been a student of the game like he has. I'm just a little older, so I've always enjoyed talking hockey, especially with people that see it the same way I do.
What do you think, have you noticed, an impact in the matchups, like, because of the center depth on this team?
Yeah.
You know, since you got here, I mean, you know, in the past, people would be able to focus on Mark or Brian. I mean, have you seen, like, has matchups changed? Have you gotten maybe an easier matchup?
Probably, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think when you look at a team with a lot of depth, that's what, you know, I think attracted me to these guys. They have a lot of depth. They have a lot of good players, you know, top to bottom, and all of a sudden, you know, you see it for sure. So all of a sudden, if one line's hot, then they got a tougher matchup. But then all of a sudden, it frees up, you know, like you said, whether it's Litz's line or our line or vice versa. You know, if all of a sudden, like, we're getting a tough matchup, you know, then all of a sudden it frees up Wheels and Chef's line. So it's just, it's always a good problem to have. It's always been, you know, the top teams you played on are the best teams you played on in your career. So I've always had that. And you know, I notice it right away. I don't know if the young guys notice it. They just go out there and play. And sometimes that's great playing with young guys too. They just go out there and they don't care who they're matched up against. They want to play the same way, and that's a good mindset to have.
But isn't that sort of the role of the center on the line, the quarterback on the line, to understand who's out there? Let those guys go play and you kind of figure out that part.
Yeah, and I'm playing with two, you know, extremely gifted players. You know, so to me, I've played with players like that, so I know what I'm doing. I know defensively, you know, sometimes I got to just talk to them a little bit more and be aware of it. But, you know, my job is to get that puck and get in their hands as quick as you can and kind of play that transition game.
There's an awareness of who's on the ice, too. They might not care.
I mean, I always know stuff like that. But I think, like you said, the first couple of games, I'm just, like, still figuring out our team. You know, so I'm kind of, like, figuring out, looking at, I don't even know the halftime what D pairings are starting in the O zone and the D zone for our team. I feel like we just kind of roll the lines. And, you know, when you do have, like, a depth like that, then that's a good problem to have. Where, you know, sometimes if you're a little thinner, it's just you're the same guy starting every D zone draw, the same guy starting every O zone draw. Where Mo's kind of used, you know, he's comfortable, like, throwing us out there in D zone. I mean, I'm comfortable playing any D zone draw, but, like, you know, even if it's on a bad side, he's comfortable throwing our guys out there. You know, obviously he has trust in myself, trust in those guys, and deep pairing. So it's good too, because, you know, I think once, you know, down the road, you know, you don't want the new guys to experience something new and all of a sudden they're playing a different game. I think, you know, my mindset is to have them play the same game and not think. You know, the less you think, sometimes when you're playing with young guys, you know, that's what makes them so good and makes them fun to play with. Like, they just go out there and play, and, you know, sometimes I'll overthink it or I'll cover up for mistakes, but, you know, they just go out there and you kind of feed off that.
Yeah. One of those young guys you are playing with now, Patrick Laine, you spent a lot of time against him. Obviously, you're new to his line. I mean, what impresses you about him now as a teammate versus maybe when you were on the other side of things?
I don't know, but I was already impressed. As, you know, I remember coming to a couple of games ago, and I think he had 30 goals at the time, just a quiet, very 30 goals that no one really talked about. But I think anytime he shoots the puck, not just from in tight, even if it's from the outside, he's got such he's got a good release, but he's got such soft hands for a big guy. So all of a sudden, it's always surprises the goalie. It seems like, you know, when he does shoot it, there's a scoring chance or there's a rebound. So to me, it's you know, jump on that second puck and try to get it. Just haven't seen really a shot yet where he just shoots it and the goalie just gloves it down. It's an easy whistle. I think you know, a guy like him can literally score from anywhere. So he also, I like about him is he has a good body position, you know, for a big guy, whether it's in the corners or protecting a puck. I think he's getting more and more comfortable doing that, you know, and so if you do throw in his corner, not the most physical guy, but the way, you know, like the way a smart player is, you use that body position and that reach to get the puck and protect it.
You kind of just referenced it, but here he is. He's the number 2 pick 2 years ago. He's a teenager, 235 goal seasons. You don't hear a ton about him, maybe nationally, without trying to invoke the Winnipeg media presence, any of that. I mean, do you think he's someone who kind of doesn't get enough play in terms of just national talk?
I don't know. I mean, he probably thinks he gets too much play, you know, with the media and stuff like that. But I think he just lets his play do the talking. And he's a quiet guy. Like you said, when you're 19, you're just enjoying the game. I don't think he cares about the outside noise. I think he's just having fun and enjoying it. And that's the best, you know, that's what you want to do, I think, when you're playing the game. And, you know, I think every day for him, it's a mindset of just playing good and getting on the scoreboard and helping the team win. And so, you know, like I said, you could have that talk, but then you have a guy, you know, like Shife, like Wheels, other guys that are having great seasons that, you know, you got to talk about them too. But I think when you do have a deep team like that, then all of a sudden it kind of, everyone kind of share, you know, is sharing the spotlight a little bit.
Have they got you into their video games yet, or you leave that up to them?
No, I haven't done those since about 9 years ago, so I'm staying away from that. I let those guys play those games, and I'll stick with my FaceTime with the family or, you know, watch sports with some of the other guys.